Then Boitzion Lemizbech. Then you went out to the Mizbech Apnim. We're supposed to make the third set of Zrikas there. Boitzion Lemizbech. Now after you left the Mizbech Apnim, Vechnisan, then you brought it back closer into the Heichel again. So the kids here are only in the Heichel, but first you left, like you went past, by going towards the outside, you went past the Mizbech Apnim, and then you brought the dam further closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ma will be the locha. Chocho v'yavad echad mokamu. L'mais here in the Heichel, and that's where you're supposed to be now. So maybe there's no psul. By doing it, maybe still, Yitzhiya Karilim Bey. That still L'mais is called Yitzhiya. That L'mais, you left the Mizbech Apnim, and you have no right to come back closer. So if you bring the dam closer, maybe there'll be a psul of bringing it into the Heichel. So take here it's a shayla, that this will be a psul upon the dam or not. And Rashi says, I do more, Rachmon Yeshav Yishnei Mekaymus, the Torah calls this two places, the Yechsiv Beitziya, like you leave in the Mizbeach. So therefore, to come back closer towards the Mizbeach, maybe this also would be a psul of bringing it in to the Pnim, into the Kodesh. That's a shayla. Then the Mishnah says, Nichnas Lechaper, was a machlekes in the Mishnah, if you bring the dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does it have to be only Lechaper to make a Zrika there? Or else maybe even just bringing it there is also a psul. Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah, even though you did not make a Zrika there, still it's possible. And Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, no, Achi Chaper. So Mer says like this, Tani we learned, Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Nemokan Lechaper Bakodesh, says here the words Lechaper Bakodesh, Venema Lahalan, it says also, V'cholodom Lo'iyah B'yayimayid, when the Kohen Gadol comes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody else should be there. So Ma'al Halon, just like over there by the Kohen Gadol, Vishalai Kippur, it means nobody could be there, even though he's not doing an Avodah, even though he's not doing a Zrika. Stam, you're not allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Afkan, when there's a psul of bringing the Dam into the Pnim, Vishalai Kippur, bless those the psulas, even though you're not making a Zrika, just bringing the Dam into the Pnim, that passes the Dam. Rabbi Shimon says no, only if you make a Zrika inside. Why? Rabbi Shimon I like this. Nema kan mechaper, it says here by this dam, or that the psul of bringing the dam into the kochim, it says mechaper. For Nema lana says no, the pasuk of Nema nahalon, v'yaspar rachatis, v'yasari rachatis, asher hufa v'esdomim lechaper, that they make the Zrika for a kapara. So it's talking about doing a Zrika. It's so malahalon, just like over here, this pasuk of parachatis, bishakeeper, it's talking about we're doing a Maisa Zrika, is Afkan here also, when we have the psul of bringing the dam into the Pnim, it's only Bishakeeper, only when you're doing a Maisa Zrika, that's where it passes, but just bringing it in does not pass. Sumer says, Pemaikim Miflugi, what's the Machlekes of Lesber of Shimon, where do we met this Gzera Shava from? So Ma Savar Donin Chutz Michutz, you learn now Chutz Michutz, V'yein don chutz mipnim, and they're not learning out chutz mipnim. As Rashi says, Reb Leza Sovar, don chutz mechutz, means dam chates achitzaynu, shakosum lam lecho shetama bachutz. The apostle is saying, keep this dam outside and not bring it inside. We learn it out, meyodim ze shakosum aziru shama bachutz, that by Yom Kippur, the apostle tells the person, stay outside, don't come in. So we learn out chutz mechutz. And just to go there by Yom Kippur, the aver is coming in even without doing the Zrika, without doing an Avoida. Here also the psul is just bringing the dam into the Pnim even without doing the Zrika. Umasa Rishimon holds no Dona Behema Mi Behema. Rather learn out here it's a dam of a Behema from the dam of a Slay of a Chattis, that's also a Korban. But V'yein Dona Behema Mi Yodam, do not learn out this Pasha Behema that talks about to not bring the dam inside to the Pnim from the case of Yom Kippur, that's talking about an Adam. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, I'd rather learn out a Korban from a Korban. And just like over there, the Pasuk is talking about doing the Zrika, doing the Avodah, here also we're talking about doing the Zrika. Then the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Im Hichne Shoygi Kosher, if you bring the dam in by mistake, it does not passel. It's only if you bring it in by Mezik. Tomorrow makes a Diyuk, or Mezik passel. Mashunov, if the Kohen brings the dam in B'mezid into the Pnim, he also agrees as a psul. So the question is, what have you told about the Machlekes before? Bishakeeper or Bishalai Keeper? Does Reb Yehuda hold it's only possible if you do a Zrika? Or maybe no, holds like Reb Lezer, even without a Zrika. Some Reb Yirmiyah says, Mimash Meshenema, since it's Mashma, the Pasuk says, V'yespar Rachatis, V'yesoy Rachatis, Ashehu Beres Domim, Eloyim Moed Lechapa Bakodesh. Says they bring the dam into the Kodesh for a kaporo. So the question is, Matam Len, what's the Pasuk have to say then, V'yaserif, if you're burning it, the Chorab Shito? For the Gemara, Matam Len, what do you need the Pasuk of V'yaserif for? But Matam Len of V'yaserif, Lagufa Yitzchak, we need to teach us the Avoida. But by these chatis apnim, even though he's supposed to make his rika, but the rest of it is burnt. So you need the pasuk of v'yaserif to say lagufa, there's a mitzvah to burn it. So what's the question? Elarav, the question is like this: matam adloim chatis chatis. Why does he have to say the word chatis chatis two times? So more says like this: lefi shaloi lamadnu elo lepar v'soyer shiur mekapurim shenasrofim habeis adeshin. I only know so far that these two chatis apnim that are brought on Yom Kippur, the par and the soyer, he is supposed to burn it on a special place outside the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hadeshin, and also mitamim begodim, that the kohen that burns it is mitamim his begodim, he becomes tamei, and the begodim he wears. The question is, shar nisrafim minayim, how do we know all the other chatois apanim? When there's the mitzvah to burn the meat, how do we know that whoever burns it becomes tamei? Tamalim, it says over here, Chatis Chatis Divra Abiyud. It says here the word Chatis Chatis twice, Mashman any Chatis Apnim. When you burn it, you become Tamei. Rabbi Meir, says like this, Ene Tzorach, I do not need this extra word Chatis Chatis for this. Because the way you went with the Pasuk says, V'yas Parah Chatis, V'yas Seirah Chatis. It says already Parah and Seir. Shein Tamalim Lechaper, does not have to say the word Lechaper. Matam Ulaim Lechaper, why does it say here again the word Lechaper? Lima comes to teach us, Akola Mischaperim, that any korban that is a Zrikas Adam for a kaporo, that the loch is when there's a mitzvah to burn it, Shah Sorfin, Matam Begodim, that the one that burns it becomes Tomei. That's what Rabbi Meir learns. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, how come he does not learn out from the word Lechaper, but rather from the two words, Chatis Chatis? Why not from the word Lechaper? Rabbi Yehuda, lechaper lemashmalei. The word lechaper is not extra for this. My time, what's the reason? Why is the word lechaper here not extra to teach us that all the nisrofim is metama the begodim? So it must be, lav mishum de miboile l'gzera shavo, because he needs a l'gzera shavo. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda will hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that when is there a psul if you bring the dam into the pnim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only if you make a Zrika Lechaper. But if you do not make a Zrika, it will not passel. Senech Nami Lechura Rabbi Yehuda will hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that bringing it down Lefnim, if you bring it to Mezid, and you make a Zrika, that's when Rabbi Yehuda would agree to be a psul in the dam. Yehadrin Alecho, Kol Azvach Mishne Zarvo. Now the Mishnah says, HaMizbeach is Mekadesh Eser Royuloi. Anything that should have been fit to go on to the Mizbeach, means whether it's pumpkin supposed to have a Zerikas Adam, or whether it's Haktoros Emurim, Halochrit, Mizbeach is Mekadeshit. That means even though it's a Dover that became Possel, and Lechatchili, you're not supposed to put it onto the Mizbeach, let's say there's a Psul Yaitzi on the Bosor, or on the Dam, still the Halochrit, Im Olu, once it goes on top of the Mizbeach, it becomes like Lachm Shom Mizbeach, it becomes like the Lechem, the bread of the Mizbeach. And the din is, Ein Meridin Oisoi, do not bring it down. There's a din of HaMizbeach Mekadesh Eser Royuloi. A Royuloi means anything that's fit. So what does it mean, Royuloi? Zos Machloikis. Rav Yeshua Aymer, call a Royuloi Isham. Only something that's fit to be burnt, like the Emurim, something that's supposed to be burnt on the fire, there we say, once it's on top of the Mizbeach, is Lo Yerit. Yemolo Lo Yerit. Shneamah the Pesach says, Hi Yo Eilo, this is the Eilo, and with Ashen, he means that be Yosin Tei, it's always fit to be there. He Oila Al Moito. Therefore, Ma Oila, just like the Korban Oila, she Royal Isham, it's supposed to be burnt. Him also a Terod, once it goes up, we do not bring it down. Is Av Kol She Royal Isham, anything that's supposed to be burnt on top of the Mizbeach, on top of the fire, is a Molo Yared, once it goes up, we do not take it down. See, oil al-maikta means, Rashi says, davu shulamaikid, something that's supposed to be on the fire there, and it goes up, it stays there for yos and yiyu, and you do not take it down. That's the way Rabbi Yeshua dashes. Rabbi Gamliel Amaril says, kol haroyilu mizbeach. No, not only something that's supposed to be burnt, but anything that's fit to be on the mizbeach, imolu layered, if it goes up, you do not take it down. Yama the Pasuk says, Hiya oilo, al maikto al ha mizbeach. See dashes like this. Ma oilo, she reel a mizbeach, just like a korban oilo. It's fit to be on the mizbeach, still, im also leteret, even though it became possible. Once it goes up, we do not take it down. See oils, af kol dav, she reel a mizbeach. Anything that's fit to be on the mizbeach, even dam, halach reis, im also leteret, once it was put on top of the mizbeach, the din is leteret, we do not take it down. And the Mishnah explains, Ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel, the divrei Rabbi Yeshua. What's the difference between the two? Elo hadam v'yanasochim, dam that became posel, you bring on top of the mizbeach. Or else nasochim the yayin, if the yayin became posel and you put it on top of the mizbeach, do we say teirud or not? Rabbi Gamliel loymer lo yerdu. These things, since they're fit to be on the mizbeach, even though they're not lishim, it's lo yerud. If Yeshua amino yerdu, these things are taken down. Since they're not fit to be burnt on the mizbeach, the din is yerdu. So that's machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Hazevach kosher unisochim sulam. What's going to be the case? You have to bring a korban, and with the korban is also a chiyuv to bring the nisochim. So in the case where the korban is kosher, just the nisochim was psulim. Or else the opposite way, hanisochim kasherim, where the nisochim was kosher, but the hazevach posel. The korban, there's a psulim korban. Or else he says, Afilu zeb zeb psulim. Even if both apostle, both the korban and the nisochim, the locher is, he holds hazevach layerin. The korban itself, that has its own din to be brought. So once it's put on top of the mizbeach, the din is on the mizbeach, mekadesh, that is layerin. But for nisochim yerdu, he holds the nisochim, since it does not come by itself. There's no chiv to bring the nisochim by itself. It only becomes because the glau, the korban, therefore there's no din of him all lo yerdu. That's Rabbi Shimon's chiddush. Say nechvami, if you manad to bring the nesachim by itself, just nesachim, then there would be a din of him all lo yerdu. But in the case where the nesachim is being brought as the chiyah from the korban, he holds, since it's coming b'chlal, b'chlal something else, not b'chlal itself, there's no din of a mizbeach mekadesh. So the Mishnah starts off, that a mizbeach is mekadesh,